Media practitioners have again been charged to be professional in the discharge of their duties. The Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Reverend Charles Pamabako, stated this on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which dwelt on the performance of the media over the years. He said media practitioners should publish or broadcast what will help unite society.
As to the content and as to what, quite a lot to be desired. The sort of language did not show the amount of respect that we are well known for culturally. Respect for authority, respect for institutions, respect for personalities, respect for differences of opinions. I did not see that come out very clearly. And sometimes people let themselves go a little bit too much into a language that degenerated quite often into almost insults, I must be honest with you, and deprecations of other personalities and the way they stood. I believe that media or no media, whenever you are dealing with somebody and you have differences of opinion, the first thing is to respect the person, respect the person's opinion. And if it is an institution like the judiciary, respect that institution, devoid of individual sort of appreciation or depreciation of personality. That is why I would say there's quite a little bit of work to do. How to help the average Ghanaian be ethical in what he says. Have a certain sense of moral judgment of whatever he's doing without necessarily calling into disrepute the personality or calling into disrepute that institution that is being more or less helping us to find our democracy.
The editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson, said there will be sanity on the media landscape if people stop buying papers whose headlines do not reflect the content of their stories.
Well, I think that this is my 40th year in this job. And if you compare criminal libel and courts, criminal libel has been so abused that if you are sent to prison because of that, became a hero. I think that if somebody offends you, you have the right to go to court and get the person's last penny. Quite a number of those contempt utterances that you talked about. In the US, there's no way that you can have a live program, especially when you invite panelists or when people phone in. You must have a delay system. In the US, you can't have this program if you don't have a delay system on your set. Because I can say that, look, when a delay system goes on air. So I think that if we want, as a country, we think that panelists or those who phone in, let's start off on floor. Something has such a powerful weapon to not use. If I do stories, that the headline does not reflect in the story, stop by my people. When I see myself that I'm what is happening. If you listen to a radio station where you think there's too many insults on air, don't put your dial on that radio. If you watch a TV station where you think a lot of these things, think that it always give alarming headlines that are not the body of that story, stop buying that paper. That is the way to media through the pitch and what is more responsible.
A lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, lawyer Sekojo, called for more training to equip journalists with the needed skills to report accurately.
To be honest, I see them performing as you are doing within the news, perhaps, and that's all. But in terms of adding them to their work, that's my worry. And we are trying to see whether, in terms of training, we can add some depth. Because if you are communicating, what are you communicating? If you don't have nothing or anything to communicate, you may be communicating something that is dangerous. So if you have something to communicate, and then you perhaps concentrate on that, go in depth into that and deal with it. So what I see is perhaps another stage of training where you will add more of society. Social sciences will come out, balance it with. All blind on is information from the politician, which at times is not the right information. I think the face of journalism education must change. Unfortunately, we are having a lot of institutions coming out with communication partners and so on and so forth. But all that will turn out same stuff if it comes to certain areas. You see them losing out a bit in terms of death and
lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, lawyer Osei Kweju.